Would those members who made a declaration of interest please make their direct declarations now, please?
I decline because I am breaching confidentiality in naming something that's in the report. All it says is note the report. I refuse unless I have a written indemnity.
Sit down then, right. Councillor Pudney.
Thank you, Chairman. It's a non-pecuniary interest, but I sit on the Crouch Harbour Authority for Burnham Town Council.
Thank you very much. Any others? Councillor Archer.
Yeah, I sit on the Crouch Harbour Authority as well.
Thank you very much. Councillor Mrs. Channel.
Can I just be clear on this, Chairman, the process? Does that mean my declaration under the green paper part is negated because that's where I declared it? So you're effectively asking me to go into meeting and declare twice.
Yeah.
And the answer I was given was that my declaration would be recorded under the green paper part. Now,
but then you've challenged it, Mrs. Channel, and said that it wouldn't be made in public, and that's why we're bringing it back into public.
Chairman, with due respect, I asked for guidance at the start of the meeting and said, did I have to declare in the public part that declaration? I was told I didn't, so I declared at that end point in the green paper. My declaration, and then it's been agreed further through the meeting that my declaration will be limited under the green confidential part. Now I'm being asked to declare twice because we're reconvening the meeting in public, and that's my query. Will it negate that? And also I would make the point, the report title is only one obscure heading which not everyone may understand. And therefore, the Crouch Harbour aspect is within the report, and by my declaration, would I be indeed revealing something that ordinarily should remain confidential within that report, because it leads to nothing in the heading of the report what this is about. No one will really know, apart from those closely associated with it, what this, however we say it, Hayleague update is about. And that is now my concern, will I be prejudicing something? And that's prejudicing something as myself. And if we are going to do this, I'd like it recorded then in the public part that I did not vote on the recommendations.
Okay, that's fine. Anybody else wish to make a declaration or not? You don't have to if you don't want to. Okay. Do you want to just clarify the situation for Mr. Chair?
Through you, Chair, I mean, as we're reconvening, the original declaration is negated.
Yes.
And therefore, Councillor Channel is entitled to make a fresh declaration.
If she wishes.
Yes, if she wishes.
Do you wish to make a declaration, Mrs. Channel?
Well, with all due respect, Chairman, I've been put in a position where I have no choice but to do so, because I will then get held up for not making a declaration of interest if I don't do it. So I do feel, Chairman, that having declared it on the advice given, I'm now being put in a position whereby everyone's now being given the choice to declare at this point or not, and I think that, again, prejudices me, and if I don't do it, I'm in a position. So I'll have to declare what I declared in the private part. And I'm not trying to be difficult about this, but I think I'm now going around making double declarations where I've tried to clarify this, that I am appointed to the Crouch Harbour Advisory Committee by the Kent, by the KIFCA, and I sit on that because I'm appointed by that, appointed to that by Essex County Council.
Thank you very much. Anybody else wish to make a declaration on this item? Okay, thank you very much indeed. I'm sorry about the confusion. I close the meeting at 9:15.